Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Karen Esco at si Beloved Abe, ang mga maririnig ninyong tinig sa nalalapit na Art and Soul. Magandang araw, Karen.
Hello.
Magandang araw, Beloved.
Magandang araw.
Salamat sa panahon ninyo at pagpunta ninyo dito sa studio.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah.
Karen, first solo gig.
Yes, first headlining gig for me.
Matagal ka nang umaawit. Ano yung pakiramdam mo na palapit na ng palapit yung concert mo?
I'm very nervous. A lot of rehearsals, so I'm very tired. Just drained because I really want this to be like everything that I want it to be. So I'm a bit of a perfectionist, a little bit of OCD. And so just trying to make sure everything's right and, you know, memorizing lyrics. And I really want to memorize my lyrics. I don't want to have to read off anything, but everyone's telling me I'm crazy. But I think, you know, I really want it to be perfect.
Ilang taon ka nung na-realize mo na ito yung gusto ko sa buhay ko?
Or
na-realize mo na magaling ka palang kumanta?
So my dad's a singer. So growing up, I was always, you know, a Filipino culture, they're always like, lahi mo, like this is like,
yeah.
But your dad does this and so you should be
expected
a singer.
Na
yeah.
Maganda rin ang boses
yeah,
mo.
Yeah, like no pressure, you know.
Mabuti na lang maganda ang boses mo.
Yeah, but there was still a lot of pressure because for me, I don't think it came naturally. I don't think the talent of singing came naturally. I think the want and the need to entertain came very naturally for me, you know, because of all of the Filipino ASAP and all of that. I was exposed to that. So I knew I wanted to entertain. I just didn't know what I wanted to do. But Dad was a singer and he was a guitarist. He used to play a lot, you know, in the hotel lobbies in the Philippines. So folk singing, it shone that world and I loved it. But as far as singing went, I wasn't very good. I was always sintonado, and I remember Dad would always come into the door and say, "Ah, you're flat, you're sharp, do it again." And Dad, leave me alone, let me finish this. So, when I was about in year 7, I entered my first singing competition at my school. I went to St. Then Mary MacKillop College in Werribee, and I entered a competition. And I got into the finals and I lost. But my mom was
pero,
like,
nakarating ka ng
finals. I know, I got into the finals. But I lost. And mom said, you know, that's fine because you did your best and you worked really hard. I was really embarrassed. And I spent that whole year trying to do better. Because I knew, and I had a lot of friends that we did choir, and they were very encouraging, my friends, Michelle and Jenny and just all of them. But then I entered the same competition a year later, and I won. I won, yeah. I won the junior division. I remember I won $200, and I was so excited. So mom
said... At hindi ka na flat at the sinto na.
Oh, well, apparently not if I came first. So after that, my mom enrolled me to a singing school. And the rest is history. So that's how it all started.
Ikaw ngayon ay isa ng singing teacher.
Yeah. That's it. And it grew just from there.
At ngayon, lumilikha ka ng mga sarili mong awitin.
Yeah. So in 2010, I released an album on iTunes. Back in the day, that wasn't an easy thing to do because no one really knew how to do that. And I remember because I had just graduated from my degree at Victoria University. I did business, but I majored in music industry. So I learned, oh, I can actually, you know, go to publishing. Back then, it wasn't really like a publishing company. It was an online company that was like a third party that would put your music on iTunes. But I didn't understand the technicalities of it. And that's when I met a good friend of mine, a producer named Javier Nieva. And then he knew because he studied sound engineering. So we teamed up and he was my producer for that album. It's called Life, Love, and the Music. And from there, like, I think you have to catch up all the time. Every year there's something new. So for a long time, it was just on iTunes. Now it's on Spotify. And I don't know what the rest is. I just tick all the boxes. And I say, yes, upload
it to there. So nakakatanggap ka ba ng APRA payments?
Yes.
Sarap ba yung feeling?
Yeah, for a long time, it was only like, you know, $1, $2. But now it's like, it's going up, surprisingly.
$5 now?
Well, let's say more. It's like a lunch. I can buy lunch for, you know, that payment.
And siguro kasi yun yung sinasabi sa'yo na, oo, may nakikinig sa music mo. Kasi,
yeah.
Di ba?
Yeah.
Beloved.
Hi.
Beloved May. Ikaw, may gitara ka at gumagawa ka rin ng sarili mong awitin. Ilang
Opo.
Taon ka o kailan mo na-realize na, oh, may talino pala ako.
In terms of writing po, siguro nag-start ako 16. Pero yun nga, tumigil kasi may school and magka-college. So, naghahanap ng school for college. And then, nagtuloy-tuloy lang po talaga nung 19. After every month, may sulat, ganyan. So,
yun. Yung una mong ni-release na single,
yep.
Yung...
Bitter song.
Bitter song? Bitter ka ba?
Ah, hindi po. I used to be, I think.
Ano naman ang inspiration mo sa likod nito?
Secret.
Parang ang bata mo pa para maging bitter.
Siguro po sa experience, pero yun, siguro nung mga times na yun, parang ginawa ko na lang outlet yung pagsulat ng song. And nung una, trip-trip lang po talaga. Tapos pinarinig ko sa kaibigan ko. Tapos sabi niya, gawin mo ng video, upload mo. Tapos nung next morning, pagising ko, ang dami ng views. Parang, ay, may nakarelate pala. Ganun.
So, YouTube sensation ka pala.
Ah, hindi po.
Ikaw ang front act ni Karen, yeah, sa Art and Soul. At sa Art and Soul, makakasama mo ang iyong katuwang sa buhay,
Gil.
Si Gil, ikaw ang aawit. Siya na may magpapakita ng mga larawan.
Yes, so he's not very much of a show person. He's always in the background. I'm so thankful for that because there can't be two in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. Mahirap yun.
So he has, the first time he started photography was, you know, I had a show coming up, like I think I might have been a front act or I just had a few performances, and he was complaining that, you know, whenever I take photos of you, they're really bad because the lighting's not good and I'm always far away. And so he bought his first camera to take photos of my performances. Well, that's what he said. But maybe he wanted to, you know, just dabble.
Kanyari lang yan.
Yeah. He just wanted to buy an expensive camera. So then after that, I remember just a few times he just wanted a test subject. He'd say, just stand there, just sit there. And he was testing out lighting. And I could really see that. See, he's a mathematician, so his mind works in a different way. They have the angles and the focal length, capturing different
precise
things. Yes. So I think because of that, the photography is very, very good for him. He just went from there. He started taking photos of nature. And
so ikaw ang soul sa concerto, siya ang art. Pang yeah. Picture mo ba to o may mga landscape rin?
There's a mix. Because there's a lot of, because he does weddings, so there's a lot of photos of like really, really sincere moments he captured of the couple really in love, and not just, our friends, but other people, and just a lot of nature. And he likes stargazing. So now he's got lots of photos of the galaxy and the moon and Saturn.
So, Samot Sari.
Yes.
Ang makikita natin sa September 3. Santo Beloved sa Yarraville.
If you're free September 3 and want to come out for a really relaxed night with some real intimate, meaningful music that comes from the heart, please come join us. We will be at Kindred Studios in Yarraville on Whitehall Road. The event, doors open at 6:30, 7:30 start.
Maraming salamat, Karen, at Beloved.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with this song. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy.
a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, oh, killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with this song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with this song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read them, each one out loud. Oh, I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with this song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with this song.